Track 6, more news stories. Council services on show at County Show. Discover the diverse services offered by Devon County Council at this year's Devon County Show, as the authority returns to one of the county's flagship events for 2026. Devon County Show is one of the county's flagship events, welcoming thousands of visitors each year, and an opportunity for Devon County Council to showcase the breadth of services it delivers across Devon and the partnerships it is a part of. Taking place from Thursday, May the 21st to Saturday, May the 23rd, the council stand will once again bring together services and partner organisations offering activities, advice and information for people of all ages. This year, the council will be joined by Fostering Devon and Adopt Southwest, Devon Bust Enhanced Partnership, Recycle Devon and Waste Management, Schools Library Service, Devon Resilience Innovative Project and the Devon Climate Emergency Team, Southwestern Ambulance Service, NHS Foundation Trust and Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service, Public Health, Trading Standards and Communities. The Council is also pleased to have Camper Coffee joining it this year, providing refreshments throughout the show. We'll also once more have Southwest Water and their free water refill point, so don't forget to bring your reusable bottles. Throughout the show, you can enjoy live music performed by children and young people from across Devon on the Bandstand Avenue K, presented by Devon Music Education Hub. The hub is led by Devon Education Services, part of Devon County Council. Also at the show, Farmwise will be back in their usual spot with lots of children to see and do, from cooking workshops, butter making and planting seeds, to new interactive activities about bees and forestry, alongside farm animals and impressive machinery. Devon Food Partnership will also be located at the Farmwise area. Visitors can expect the bread test, what's in the bag, and colouring the Devon rainbow. Partnership members will be on hand to guide through the activities and chat about all things local food. For more information about the Devon County Show, visit www.devoncountyshow.co.uk.
Green Week events unveiled. A great big fun day is set to crown a week of environment-related family events in Bovey Tracy. Organisations across the town are coming together to stage the 2026 Great Big Green Week. They aim to help stimulate community activities that can mitigate climate change and ecological decline. The week will open with a film night at the Phoenix Hall on Saturday, June 13th, and a showing of The Engine Inside. On Tuesday, June 16th, craft experts will stage a workshop at which participants of all skill levels can create willow baskets. A summertime cycle ride on Thursday, June 18th, will explore the flora and fauna of Teen Grace Meadow, followed by a corn dolly making workshop on Friday, the 19th. The same day as a free exhibition entitled Staying Alive and featuring the skills and stories of 14 master makers keeping endangered crafts alive. Throughout the week, an exhibition at the Riverside Gallery will reveal textile works developed in response to collections from Exeter's Royal Albert Memorial Museum. Each piece in the Remnants collection will consider the historical narrative, material qualities and cultural significance of the Ram artefacts. A repair cafe in the Methodist Hall on Saturday will allow households to save items that might otherwise end up being binned, followed the next day by the Great Big Fun Day in Millmarsh Park, with more craft activities, a make-your-own smoothie, stalls and wildlife groups. A quieter wildlife amble will round off the week on Sunday the 21st. Spokesman and Town Councillor Steve Aldreve said, "We're looking forward to a week full of green activities in Bovey and hope plenty of people will join us. We want everyone to really enjoy their time while simultaneously being gently nudged into considering society's impact on the environment. We face some serious challenges, but by pulling together at a local and wider level, nothing is impossible.
Work is due to start this month on the delivery of new council homes in the centre of Newton Abbot. The Sherborne House car park project will deliver 23 high-quality social rented flats comprising of 13 one-bedroom and 10 two-bedroom homes in the heart of the town, with easy access to public transport, shops and services. The scheme will make good use of brownfield land while contributing to the council's wider ambitions to increase housing supply and support local communities. Funding for the project has come from a £2.7 million grant from the Homes England Affordable Homes Programme and £525,000 from the Brownfield Land Release Fund supported by the Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government. The building contract has been awarded to a locally based contractor, Nevada Construction. Preparatory activity will begin ahead of construction, and the council is working closely with Nevada to minimise disruption as far as possible. Measures will be put in place to manage noise, deliveries and site safety during the build. We appreciate that construction activity can cause some temporary disruption, and I would like to thank local residents and businesses in advance for their patience and understanding while the work takes place. We will continue to keep people informed as the build progresses.
Food bank expansion appeal beats target. An appeal for funding to expand support services for Dawlish residents using a food bank has smashed its target. Dawlish Community Larder, which helps thousands of people in the town, wants to add to the support it gives those facing difficult times. A crowdfunder appeal was launched to raise £12,000 to set up a new signposting project to help connect people to support services for issues such as debt advice, housing support, mental health services, employment help and other community services. In just 2 months, the appeal has raised almost £17,000. A spokesman said, "Thank you all so much for your generous donations. We've hit our stretch target and can now deliver the project in full thanks to you lovely people. The larder already provides food and other essential items to local families and individuals affected by the rising cost of living. However, volunteers say food is often only part of the problem many people are facing. This new project will complement the £4,000 grant from Dawlish Town Council to create a purpose-built space for the larder on the ground floor of the hub store, which will offer clients the dignity of a shopping experience. Volunteers say they regularly meet people who don't know where to turn for help. The cash will support the signposting service so the larder can continue to support local people, not just with food, but with signposting information and practical help. This new project will support people more fully in a way that's tailored for their needs by helping them access the advice and services that can really make a difference to their lives."